In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we begin the season of Advent, this day, November 30th, is set aside as the observance of St. Andrew, Apostle. While we know very little about St. Andrew, we know that his background was that of a fisherman and that he was the brother of St. Peter. Our text for today tells us quite a bit that we really need to know about this man. Quite a bit that helps us as Christians, and particularly in this context today. It's very important that we know, first of all, that Andrew heard the word of God as it was proclaimed by John the Baptist. He heard that word and he responded in faith. That word of God that John the Baptist proclaimed was very brief, yet it was powerful. For John the Baptist saw Jesus walking nearby, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And you may recall that earlier, John the Baptist added this next phrase, "who takes away the sin of the world." In that brief proclamation, John the Baptist said it all. He pointed to Jesus and said, "Here is the one who is the answer to everything that has gone wrong in the world." And that is true not only for the first century, but it's also true for the 21st century as well. Because sin is consuming the world. It is consuming the hearts and the lives of people as well. Now, sometimes, particularly at this time of the year, we may be looked upon as consumers by the retailers and the marketers, sometimes even in religious circles. But the truth is this: unless something is done, we will be consumed by our sin, and that means death. We will be consumed by our sin unless the Lamb of God takes it away. And that's what John's proclamation was all about. And this is why Andrew and the other disciple wanted to hear more. They stayed with Jesus the entire day so that they could hear more from this Lamb of God. This is why Andrew ran to tell his brother Peter the good news. We have found the Messiah, the one that God had promised from of old. This is why Andrew later was willing to die for his confession of faith. As tradition has it, he was crucified on a cross shaped like an X. And the reason is this: that the Lamb of God was willing to sacrifice himself first for Andrew, for you, for me, and the world, so that we could have forgiveness for all of our sins and experience the life of God for now and for eternity. The other important aspect of this text concerns you and me and all of those who are called to serve. Think for a moment about St. Andrew. His background is very simple and insignificant. Like his brother Peter, he was a fisherman. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I know some people who would be very happy to sit in a boat on a lake in northern Indiana and fish all day long every day. I would find that rather boring, but some people would enjoy it. But Andrew was a fisherman. He was not royalty, nor was he a high-ranking clergyman. He had no title like Your Eminence or Your Royal Highness. Simply, Andrew was a fisherman who was chosen, who was called by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was called to be an apostle, to carry the good news of the kingdom of God to the world. The Lord gave Andrew everything that he needed. The Lord gave this man, who was simply a fisherman, as well as all the others he chose, all the training, especially the ability and the wisdom that they needed in order to carry out the work that they were called to do. And that shows all of us that our calling is first a matter of grace, and that the Lord uses all men, even those from simple and insignificant backgrounds, to do his work. The call of God is a call of grace. It is God who gives the wisdom, God who gives the ability, God who gives us what we need in order to carry out the responsibilities of the office. Now, certainly there is the human factor, and we pray for that as well, namely the faithfulness and the diligence to carry out this important work. In theological education, one must be diligent and one must do the work, whether it's pastor, teacher, deaconess, prof, one must work hard and be faithful. The hours are long and unusual. Ministry is not easy. Over the years that I have served as pastor of St. Paul's here in Fort Wayne, my concern has always been that students as well as pastors remember this. It's not about us. It's about the Lord and what he has done. And by commemorating this feast day of St. Andrew, we remember that when the Word of God is proclaimed, the Word of God is the power of God. When it is heard by people, when it is faithfully proclaimed, people respond in faith, just like Andrew did. That response of faith was seen in Andrew and has been seen down through the ages. It is also seen in you and me today. That's the first thing. And the second thing is this. The Lord calls us by his grace. When he calls us to serve, he gives the wisdom, the ability, and we pray for the diligence and faithfulness needed so that we are equipped with what we need to carry out the important responsibilities of this sacred office. And today, the Lord is also inviting us to come to his feast, his sacred meal, to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he reminds us, depart in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.